हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय. सो नाउ वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग विद द अर्जुन एनकाउंटर्स द कौरवस. So after defeating the Trikartas, Bhima, the twins, and Yudhishthir, now then on the other side the Kurus have come to attack, and Arjuna's gone out, with the prince. Prince was very overwhelmed by the size of the army, and so they changed places. So Arjuna is now going to be the warrior, and the prince, the chariot driver. He also happens to be a good chariot driver. And we also have the aspect that even though Duryodhana thinks, ha, now we've caught them, but by the Pandavas' calculation, that day that he's come out to fight with the Kauravas, that day's, it's over. And so then, so he's there. So now they've come out, they're there, and then different persons are saying things. Drona, Duryodhana is saying things, Drona is saying things, all that. Then Karna comes and says, yeah, I can defeat him. He's only 1/16th of either myself or Duryodhana and all that. And so after he said, I can face Arjuna alone. Then Kripa, he says. Kripa looked contemptuously at Karna. Oh, Radheya, your crooked mind always desires war. You do not understand things according to time, place, and circumstance. Wise men only choose war when all of the means have failed and when the signs are favorable. Like, remember, they had so many inauspicious signs already. When Arjuna came out with, driving the chariot, and the prince as the warrior, and he freaked out, already they were getting bad symptoms. Right? Then, let alone when then Arjuna discussed, okay, I'll do the fighting, you drive the chariot. And once he goes, he gets his weapons, explains how they're the Pandavas, and all these different things. So now the prince is very much inspired. So now, instead of having one inspired warrior who is not fighting, and the warrior who is fighting is not being, it's already, was already looking at us. Now they're having meteors fall in, flaming meteors. This is daytime. Right, nighttime sometimes you see meteors, but this is in the daytime you can see them, so it must be really big meteors. So there's really bad signs, the jackals are howling, all the different things like that. So Kripa's pointing out is, you don't understand. It means you only choose war when there's no other things and when there's good signs. Already there's just bad signs like that. How can it be favorable for us to face Partha in an encounter? Alone he vanquished the Gandharvas, that had conquered Karna. And alone he withstood the celestial host at Kandava. Again, he alone defeated the powerful Nivarakapachas and Kalakanyas. Unaided, he fearlessly took away Subhadra from the midst of the Yadavas. Means it was only him, there was no army. He just got Yudhishthira's permission and he gave it, and he just took it on his own and disappeared like that. So it means how powerful, how intelligent. Took away Subhadra from the midst of the Yadavas, exciting the wrath of the invincible Balaram. Now he has come before us after practicing celibacy in the forest and having acquired from the gods all their divine weapons. Right? So because of his celibacies, he'll be very, very powerful. Right? So all the Pandavas will have that aspect. Arjuna's chariot had stopped some way off. The Kuru army arrayed itself in a pointed formation facing his direction. At the head of the army, Kripa continued to speak, admonishing Karna, who stood fuming on his chariot with his great bow held at the ready. Right? So Karna's fuming. He never thinks, well, maybe, yeah, you're right. Yeah, no. It's just that if you don't agree with me, you don't support us. So it's a very common mentality. We see even nowadays, it's becoming more and more prominent that someone who says something, if you don't support them, then you're just totally against it. Maybe they could adjust and all that. You do support, but you think maybe they could make some adjustment of what they're doing. No. If you don't agree with them, you're wrong, and means you're against them. So it's not a pious mentality, let's put it that way. Anyone desiring to fight alone with Arjuna is deranged, Kripa said, as he pulled on his gloves. He's like a man who desires to swim the ocean with a rock tied to his neck. O Karna, you brag like a foolish child. You wish to take out the fangs of an infuriated serpent with your bare finger, or pass through a blazing fire after smearing your body with oil and dressing in silk. Partho will move through our ranks like Yamaraj with his rod in hand. Let our army, clad in coats of mail, stand ready. Let myself, Duryodhana, Bhishma, Drona, and his son all stand together. Maybe if we six are united and supported by our army, we will stand a chance, although even then I am doubtful. He says, then we might stand a chance. Otherwise, on your own, one-on-one. No. Ashwatthama pulled up his chariot behind his father. He had heard Karna's speech, and he too spoke derisively. We have not as yet achieved anything, Karna. We have not taken the cows. We have not defeated the enemy. Why then do you boast? Great heroes, even after winning many battles and conquering great kingdoms, do not utter a single word of self-praise. Indeed, silence itself is the quality of the truly powerful. Fire burns silently, and silently does the sunshine. The earth bears a great load of moving and non-moving creatures without a word. So he's also, and Ashwatthama, generally is deals with them. He works on their side. He's on their side. He's been with them. He's there in their army. He didn't leave with the Pandavas. But he's pointing out, because, being trained by his father, Drona, then he knows what the standard is, the standard of behavior. So that's the difficulty with Karna and Duryodhana and Dushasana, and they're very badly behaved. Shakuni also behaves badly, but it's basically to get Duryodhana and his company to behave badly. The powerful Ashwatthama, always galled by Karna's arrogance, was especially angered by his disregard for Drona, right? Because he's saying, all you, yes, no, all do, like that. Drona is, who's the superior there. But Karna's never respected Drona or Kripa or Bhishma. No, he just doesn't respect. He just thinks he's the greatest. Standing in his chariot with his hand on his long sword, he loudly rebuked Karna, echoing his father's sentiments. What Kshatriya on this earth could be proud of winning a kingdom by deceitful gambling like this wicked and sinful Duryodhana? In what single combat did you or he ever defeat Arjuna or anyone else of his brothers? In what battle did you conquer Indraprastha? In what encounter did you win Draupadi? O man of wicked deeds, so that you could drag her to the assembly when she was ill and bearing a single cloth. You have cut the root of the sal tree that is the Kuru dynasty. Arjuna and his brothers will never forgive you for your insult to Draupadi, right? Because that was so uncalled for. And he did that because he felt he was insulted in front of all the Kshatriyas by her. And now he does that back. But the point is, being a man, the woman says, no, it happens. Men understand that. Oh, maybe at the moment it'll be, the women might say something, but otherwise, no, it happens. But if a man in an assembly insults a woman, that's never tolerated. No one in any culture society does that. But a man, maybe in public, gets insulted by a woman just means he's behaving badly. Something's wrong. Like that. Otherwise, even women will tend to never assault a man in public. But if they do, it means there's something quite inappropriate. So his behavior is just, a big Kshatriya like that. He drags a woman into like that, whoopee. It's like, the 5-year-old kid, dragging, the puppy or kitten, something like that. And who, what a powerful Kshatriya, So. Ashwatthama has never appreciated his arrogance, right, like that. Because great Kshatriyas don't see that, like that. That's him. Ashwatthama looked across at Arjuna's chariot, which was waiting in the distance. He remembered their time together in his father's school. Arjuna had always been Drona's favorite, which had hurt him deeply. But there was no doubting Arjuna's martial skill. Ashwatthama had been forced to grudgingly admit his own inferiority. There was not a warrior on earth who could match Arjuna at bowmanship. Karna's bold words would soon be shown to be little more than idle boasts, right? So it's pointing out that it's not that Ashwatthama has a great feeling of favor towards Arjuna. No, he felt always that Arjuna never behaved badly with him. It's just that his father as the teacher always favored Arjuna. Even though his father was favoring him, Ashwatthama, but Arjuna would do things that would put him in even greater favor. Just because he was such an excellent student, excellent at doing everything. Everything was excellent. And so, therefore, grudgingly, he had to accept that. But at the same time, as Karna is just behaving badly. He's speaking things that he can't do. And that, it's like before we saw the prince. Then he's saying, yeah, I'm as good as Arjuna on this, and I'll do this, I'll do that. And he couldn't do any of that. He couldn't even stand there on the battlefield. It wasn't like he's standing there and goes, this is going to be tough. He just saw and ran. Turning back to karma, Ashwatthama continued, Dhananjaya never turns away from a fight, even when faced with Gandharvas, Rakshasas, or Asuras. Whoever he turns upon is blown away as a tree is knocked over by the force of Garuda's wings. Who would not praise Partha, who is superior to you in prowess, no less skilled a bowman than Indra, and equal to Krishna himself in battle? My father's warning should be heeded. His affection for Arjuna should not be criticized. The wise say that this disciple is the same as a son. So he's pointing out there, even though he's the son, Ashwatthama, he's pointing out that the disciple is also a son. And so then if he praises him as he would praise his son, then what's the problem? And he's earned it because of being such a good disciple. Like that. Well, Karna has never properly respected Drona. Ashwatthama then looked at Duryodhana. O proud man, fight with Arjuna in the same way that you defeated him at dice. Let your uncle Shakuni now show his true prowess in a real fight. Right? Because he's there. Okay, now let Shakuni go out. The Gandiva does not cast dice, but it discharges burning arrows. Those dreadful shafts can rent the mountains and pierce the earth. The Lord of Death, the Wind God, or the God of Fire may leave something behind. But Arjuna, worked up with anger, does not. Right? Means all these others, the Wind God, sometimes, everything will be blown away and around one corner, then, something's left. Or fire may burn everywhere and one place is left. Sometimes you see that. There's this huge fire and everything around is burned and there's one tree standing perfectly, not even touched. So sometimes they'll do that, but Arjuna, if he's angry in a fight, whoever's fighting, they will be defeated. Like that. There's also another aspect. It means if he's trying to inspire them, but we'll see if he's inspiring or what is his point. You may challenge him if you wish, supported by the vain son of Asuta, but for myself, I see no point in fighting Dhananjaya. His point is, why would you all want to fight? The point is, you've come to collect the cows, just give the cows back, like that. And then the Pandavas come back, they get their kingdom and everything's fine. But these guys are so proud they have to fight, right? Bhishma had been listening to all the speeches. He was sure that it was Arjuna had appeared before them in the guise of a eunuch. The old Kuru warrior longed to embrace him again. It was tragic that he had to face Arjuna on the battlefield. Kshatriya's duties were hard and painful without doubt. There was no way to avoid this fight. Arjuna would certainly not abandon his duty as a warrior, because they've taken the cows. The Kurus would need all their powers united to face them in battle. Their arguments would only weaken them and make it easier for Arjuna to win. So Bhishma's his pointing out here is that their arguments aren't such that it's going to inspire them. You're saying this, but how you say, great warriors, they don't speak, they just do, and they get inspired to fight more. But here they're actually fighting amongst themselves. That's all one against the other, like that. Because Duryodhana and Karna, they deserve a little chastisement, but the problem is they don't take it, and then they just give it back, so they're not working together. And you'll see in the battle also, like, Karna wouldn't fight as long as Bhishma was alive. Why, if they both fought, then it would have been very powerful. So he's willing, for his own false ego, to actually jeopardize the battle. Because he considers himself way more important than anything else. And Duryodhana is good because he supports him like that. So that's the difficulty here. Bhishma looked across at Arjuna's chariot and said, Drona's son has spoken well, as had Kripa. Karna speaks his boast only to incite us to perform our Kshatriya duties. Now he's trying to say that is that now he's trying to bring everybody together. So he's saying that what Drona's son has spoken and Kripa, that they've spoken well, you know, because they've spoken about his powers, how powerful he is. And also, they may be putting Karna and Duryodhana in their places, but at the same time is, you know, that's only so that we'll be properly focused. And then he says, Karna speaks his boasts only to incite us to perform our duties. Like that, you could take it in that way, like that. But he may not have spoken it in that way, but Bhishma is pointing it out. We should take it like that and become, you know, strong. No wise man would find fault with his preceptor. In my view, we must fight. Who would not be bewildered when faced with an adversary as powerful and effulgent as the sun? Karna's words should only encourage us. Ashwatthama, forgive him. There is serious work at hand. With Kunti's son before him, there is no time for dissension. The wise declare that of all the dangers that face an army, the worst is disunion among the leaders. Ashwatthama is right. We should heed Drona's warning, for Arjuna is the best of warriors. Right? So you should look at it like that. It means one of the points of Niti Shastra is you're a fool if you don't appreciate the strength of the foe. Means you should know how powerful he is, and with that point, and know your power, and then therefore how you'll defeat him. Like that. But Duryodhana and Karna looking at him, oh, he's nothing. Right there, they've already lost. Because they will underestimate and they'll be defeated. They'll be surprised. Well, if you know he's stronger than you, then you have to take deal in such a way in which your weaker position can still have an advantage, right? So there, that's why it was mentioned before that he's like a child. He's not wise. The wise would say this, you know, Kripa's point. Duryodhana folded his palms and said to Drona, O preceptor, please forgive us for doubting you and let us be peaceful among ourselves. If you are pleased, then everything can be accomplished. So Duryodhana is smart because he's a politician. So he knows that what he may agree with Karna in his points and disagree with everybody else, but at this point, if they don't fight together, they have a problem. So he's not as proud, you know, foolish in that way as Karna. So he has that more political, because Karna feels that Kshatriyas, they should fight. And so he's always inclined to fight. He doesn't use diplomacy, even if it would be the appropriate time. So, but Duryodhana uses diplomacy when you necessarily shouldn't. But now he's using it, it's appropriate. Let us be peaceful among ourselves. If you are pleased, then everything can be accomplished. Drona stood in his chariot, radiant in his bright armor. Bhishma's words have pacified me. The grandfather has spoken well. We should arrange ourselves with care and protect Duryodhana. I am sure this is Arjuna, and I do not think merely recovering Virat's cows will satisfy him. I am also sure that he would not have shown himself before his exile had expired. O Bhishma, tell us your opinion. Bhishma had already calculated the time. Like Duryodhana, he too had carefully considered the reports of the Hastinapur spies and concluded that Pandavas were very likely at Virat. As he looked across at Arjuna's chariot, tears pricked his eyes. Kunti's sons are not greedy and will never do anything against virtue, he declared. All of them are noble. With Yudhishthira at their head, there is no doubt they will keep their word. They do not desire to win the kingdom by unfair means. Otherwise, why did they not show their prowess even at the gambling match? Right? Because they could have. If they wanted to break the rules, like we said, Bhima would have killed them all right there, you know, probably with his bare hands, you know. The Pandavas would sooner invite death than speak an untruth. By my calculation, the time is complete. I therefore conclude that we will soon see all five brothers again. Duryodhana will not restore their kingdom. Then our meeting will take place on a battlefield. Right? So right now they're on a battlefield, but then meeting all of them will be on a battlefield. Duryodhana seemed about to burst into flames. His dark eyes turned towards Bhishma and he spoke in a low voice. I will not return the Pandavas' kingdom. Oh, grandfather, please arrange for a battle. Right, so his point is, we're not giving back the kingdom. It's just, He made the plans before to take it away, to going to the forest for 12 years. That was because before he had made them into slaves and they'll just stay like that. So since that didn't work, then they came up with the idea of going to the forest, and then 1 year incognito, then like this. So now we see is that his point is he was never intending to give it back, which some have said in the very beginning. Bhishma was grave. We should act with caution. I have yet to see a battle in which one side was sure to be victorious, and one party is always defeated. We now face Vijaya. I therefore suggest, O king, that you leave with half the army. Take the cows with you. I, along with the other Kuru leaders, will remain here to hold off Arjuna. Take half the army, take the cows. And so that's the plan there, because then at least they have that leverage, right? Because they're trying to get that kingdom so that they will be fighting for them on their side. So now, how this will be arranged and then the battle, we'll see next time. Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.